Today, on GeekCast number 10, I'll show you how to get something for nothing, plus the latest tech news, cool hacks, and pod-safe music. All that right now, here on the GeekCast.
Excuse me, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
Podcasting at the speed of the internet. This is the GeekCast with Aaron Crocco.
Hey there, what's going on everybody? Welcome to the GeekCast. This is the GeekCast number 10 for Thursday, March 10th, 2005. Welcome to the show. Hope everybody's doing good. Number 10, yes, we've hit double digits. It's going to be 90 more shows till we could say we can add another digit onto the show here. I hope everybody's doing well. Again, thanks for listening. Let's get right into the contact information here. If you want to get the show notes for the show automatically emailed to you, send a blank email to geekcastpodcast-subscribe@yahoogroups.com. That'll subscribe you to the GeekCast mailing list, where all the show notes are sent to you automatically. The website for the GeekCast is livejournal.com/users/geekcast. Also, you can email me questions, comments, all that good stuff to geekcast@gmail.com. A couple of items of note here. If you notice, I have a slight change to the show opening. I figured a little summary of the show to get you right into it would be nice. Like to hear what you guys think about that one. Also, I am thinking about doing another segment on the show. Pretty much a question and answer segment. This would be tech questions. If you have any opinions about that, let me know. Also, if you would like to have a question answered on the GeekCast, just record your question as an MP3 or pretty much any audio attachment, as long as the quality is decent enough to be put into the show. But I prefer MP3. Go ahead and ask your question and send the MP3 attachment to geekcast@gmail.com, and I will try to answer it on the show for you. And we'll go from there. We'll see. I'm always looking to add things to the show. The show is floating around 15 to 16 minutes on average, and I'd like to get it to the 20-minute limit that I've set for myself. But, well, we'll see what happens. It may be a good idea. Who knows? Anyhow, with that out of the way, well, you know what's coming. It's the tech news! Do you think voice over IP is just a passing fad? Well, you may want to think again. Google, yes, the 800-pound gorilla of the internet, they are possibly going to launch a voice over IP service. Right now, Google has been rumored that they were looking into putting in some sort of infrastructure for this. Well, last week, they were seen talking to voice over IP providers. Several representatives from Google met with companies as early as yesterday. Right now, the big voice over IP providers are Vonage and Packet8. Verizon and other companies are rolling out voice over IP services. This is a great technology. It's a lot of fun to have, and we'll see what happens. Google does everything a little differently, so we may be in for something special. Our second story is about Cherry OS. Now, if you haven't heard about this, it has been, well, vaporware. This has been talked about for a very, very long time, where the software is supposed to let you run Apple's OS X on a Windows PC. It is pretty much an emulator. There's been no word on a release of this software. There's never been really anything about it. And, well, all of a sudden, boom, a trial version came out yesterday. The trial version is free to download. You get 14 launches of Mac OS X on it before it locks you out. Initial reports on it is that it is slow, it's buggy, it does not do anything good, and it crashes tons. Also, it seems to be that they may be ripping off Pear PC, which was featured in the news probably about 6 months ago, maybe a little less, that it is an open source project which allows you to run Mac OS X on a Windows PC. Unfortunately, it's more of a proof of concept as a fast Intel Pentium 4 or AMD, 3000 processor emulates a very slow G3 processor. The translation for the emulation is just really, really taxing on the system. It doesn't work too well. So if you're looking into Cherry OS, go ahead, try the free trial, but I doubt you'll like it. By the way, you need a copy of OS X Panther to install on that, too. Finally, Harvard is going to reject 119 people who hacked into their admission system last week. Pretty much the people were trying to see if they had gotten in or not. Harvard has said, a representative from Harvard has said, quote, "This behavior is unethical at best, a serious breach of trust that cannot be countered by rationalization. Any applicant found to have done so will not be admitted to this school," end quote. He is referring to the hacking. So, well, hacking is good in a way because, you know, you get to learn about the ins and outs of systems. But if you're going to be malicious, be careful. It is illegal to do things like that. So keep it on the good side. Hack for, you know, to learn. Hack to be good. Do good with it. But don't be, you know, turning into criminals here. Anyhow, so if you're one of those 119 people from Harvard, I'm sorry to let you know that you're not getting into college. Anyhow, you ready to learn something? I think you are.
Get ready to learn something new. You're on the GeekCast.
The how-to segment for today is all about getting something for nothing. Pretty much, it is about free alternative software to expensive programs and also other great free programs that are out there that'll really help, you know, utilize your computer. These are spyware free. They are great programs. Many people use them. I use them. I highly recommend them. So let's get right into it. If you're looking to do photo editing, but you can't afford the $1,200 for Adobe Photoshop, well, there's a great program out there. It's called The GIMP. Yeah, I know what you're thinking. It has a really crazy name, but it's a really, really good open source program. Works a lot like Photoshop, and best of all, it is completely free. You can check that out at www.gimp.org. Second on the list is Microsoft Office. It's a $300 program. Well, you're probably only going to use Word. A great alternative, OpenOffice. It is an open source Office suite complete with a Word document, Word processor program, a spreadsheet application, and, well, the newest version is going to come out. There's going to even be an Access plugin as well. It also does PowerPoint. You can get that at www.openoffice.org. A geeky equivalent, if you're looking to get rid of Microsoft Windows, is, well, Linux. If you're interested in dabbling with Linux, you could check out Nopix, which is a version that, when put on CD, it runs only on the CD and will not destroy your computer. Still, be careful. I am not responsible if you wipe your PC with a Linux partition. Nopix is really cool to check out, and the nice thing is that when you take the CD out of your system and reboot, well, it goes right back into Windows. Another great program is Norton Antivirus, or McAfee Antivirus, but again, those cost money. Not only that, but Norton makes you pay for all the upgrades once you've had the product for a year. Well, who needs that? Check out AVG Antivirus. That's from Grisoft.com. By the way, all these links are in the show notes on the website. AVG Antivirus is a really, really good program. They stay up to date with all their virus definitions. I really haven't had a problem with it. Just so you know, that is not for commercial use. Other great free programs that are out there, one is Trillion, which is an all-in-one instant messaging client. There's no ads, there's no banners, there's no garbage that AOL puts in with AOL Instant Messenger. The best thing about it, though, is that it combines AOL Instant Messenger, Yahoo Messenger, MSN Messenger, ICQ and IRC chat all in one. It sorts your buddy list or your contact list by the service that people use. It's easy to use, it's really cool, it's fully skinnable, and yes, it's free. Another great program that I'm sure most of you use, or a lot of you, is iTunes. Now, a common misconception is that, well, you have to use only purchased music in iTunes. Well, that's not true. iTunes is a great jukebox, and it plays many music formats. Plus, if you have those files that you know, accidentally downloaded off of Kazaa, it'll play those too. Check it out. That's at iTunes.com. Finally, a really, really great program. It's called Zone Alarm, which is simply one of the best firewalls out there that is free. Zone Alarm, available from ZoneLabs.com. Well, it'll warn you when a program is trying to access the internet, when it's trying to act as a server. You can configure its security levels. It works really well. I have to say, it is a great product for being free. It's amazing that it is not free, but I highly recommend you all check it out. The Windows XP firewall sucks, even in Service Pack 2. Go ahead and check that out. That's at zonelabs.com.
More music.
Well, we're ready for more Podsafe music here, and this is one I've had for a while, and I've been meaning to play with it, to play it for you guys, and I just never got a chance, but we're gonna hit it up right now. This is Roger Klein and the Peacemakers with Leave and Open Door, here on the GeekCast.
Get out the soldering iron and Linux disks. It's time for the GeekCast hacking tip.
Today's hacking segment is all about phone calls. We talked about Vonage in our last GeekCast, and well, I'm going to talk about it again. But this time, we're also going to include Skype. And the hack for today is how to make in-flight phone calls using your computer and these services. And, well, it's very, very cheap. And with Skype, it's free. This is a really, really cool thing to do. Pretty much, you're going to utilize Skype or Vonage's computer-based telephone on an airplane. If you bring your notebook onto an airplane that offers wireless internet, then you can make calls using these applications. Well, what do you need to do this? Well, first, you need a notebook, a laptop, a PC. Then you need Vonage's soft phone, which you can add onto your Vonage package if you have it. Or you can get a Skype account, which is at Skype.com. Skype is free to use, but you can only call other Skype users. If you want to call a landline-based phone, there is a fee. Finally, you also need an airline that offers in-flight wireless internet. There's probably going to be a fee for that, but hey, you're surfing the internet while you're on the airplane. You can't beat that. So pretty much what you do is you hook up, you dial out using the phone, and, well, you talk for cheap. And best of all, you're not breaking those FAA regulations. Also, Skype offers USB plug-in phones that are will go with their service, so you can actually talk on a phone, but you're not, you're plugged right into the computer, which is very, very cool. Check out Vonage.com and Skype.com for their respective programs. Also, you'll have to check with your airline carrier to make sure they offer wireless internet. Rates may vary, and, well, hey, you got free phone calls. You don't have to use that phone that's attached to the seat in front of you where they charge you about $6 a minute. Anyhow, well, that's about it for this one. So hope you enjoyed that hacking tip. If you have hacking tips, by the way, feel free to send those along to geekcast@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you on that one. I'm always looking for new hacking segments. Also, how-to segments. So as I was saying before, I'm always looking for new content for the show. If you have how-to segments, or if you know of websites that have them, or hacking ideas, feel free to send those along. The contact information for this podcast is geekcast@gmail.com. Also, like I said in the beginning of the show, I'm looking to add a question and answer segment. So if you have a tech question you'd like for me to answer, feel free to record that as a MP3 attachment. Send it along to the geekcast@gmail.com email address, and I will attempt to answer it on the show. Also, you can send your comments, questions, anything else to that same address. The website for the show is livejournal.com/users/geekcast. And finally, if you want to subscribe to the show notes newsletter, send a blank email to geekcastpodcast-subscribe@gmail.com, and those will be automatically sent to you every time a new show is posted. I'd like to thank everybody for listening to the Geekcast number 10. We're rocking out here. Thanks for listening. It's appreciated. Again, take it easy, everyone. Bye-bye.
Initiating shutdown sequence.